T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Heinicke has a pass. Knocked down. It's intercepted. It was knocked down. It's Turk Wharton gets the pick. He picks it out of the sky. It's the second takeaway of the game for the Chiefs defense. And all of the graduates of Missouri S&T in Rolla, Missouri, put down their calculators and their mathematical equations and cheer one of their own, because Turk Wharton has got the interception.
Rich Holtis yesterday on 106.5 The Wolf.
That's so good. They put down the calculators and their mathematic equations.
Get your head out of them books and watch some football, Missouri S&T.
Oh, that was great by Mitch. Fantastic. Way to go, Mitch. Love that call of the Turk Wharton interception, which, I mean, Josh, we use superlatives all the time to describe things, right? That's one I've never seen, I don't think, like an interception before. I've never seen the defensive lineman go up in the air and basically barehand a thing and then press it against the dude's helmet till his other hand was available.
Secure it in. Yeah.
And then secure it in like Turk Wharton did yesterday. I mean, that was a fat guy interception if you've ever seen one, but more of an athletic fat guy interception. Not like a Binkley fat guy interception, but like an athletic fat guy interception to do all that, to have the wherewithal to smack it down on the helmet and then to grab the other hand and bring that up. Maybe that was part of the mathematic equation he learned down at Missouri S&T.
Yeah, I like to think there's like a Terminator-like look inside of his helmet, and it's got the lines going, and
yes,
hand moves up. He's got the mathematic equation to stick the hand up again. And it was like Velcro, too. I mean, the ball, that was like, that ball's not getting past him.
And then stuck. Boom to the guy's helmet. Like, where's the? Oh my! The ball stuck between the hand and the helmet.
Use your helmet for a moment, but I got this thing. Okay, and then swoop it in.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun play.
Yeah, it really.
And
was.
Now it got me thinking. You know, there might be short on tight ends. Maybe Turk Wharton's a tight end.
Well, I wouldn't put it past Andy Reid.
Looked like he had really great hands on that play. So yeah. I go for it.
And that kind of, you know, iced the game for the Chiefs there. Yeah, that game with 2.5 minutes or so left in the game. But, you know, I wouldn't put it past Andy Reid. We've seen, you know, Dontari Poe catch touchdown passes before. We've seen Eric Fisher catch touchdown passes before. They've thought outside the box, and we know they really just don't like to run it inside the red zone for whatever reason. So I wouldn't put it past them to see a Turk Wharton trick play.
Well, he's got hands. He should go and make a case.
If Turk Wharton has any sense, which I know he does, he's in Andy Reid's office right now talking about it.
See that play? Let's watch it again. All right, see those hands?
See, we can run a play for me on offense.
We can
call it Get It to the Turk.
Just give me a chance, coach. Brian Baldinger breaks it down on Twitter.
Here he is talking to Frank Clark, right? And so they're going to run this twist stunt right here. And there's Heinicke going to try and get this ball to McKissick when Tershawn looks like Shaq. Just batting that ball down, pinning it against Cornelius Lucas, and then getting both hands on it. And he's like, no, it's my ball. You can't have it. You're not going to get it. I'm going home with it. I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home with it. And that's what the big Turk did. He went home with it, and Kansas City went home with a win.
Yeah, Baldy.
You got to love Baldy breaking it down. Got to love it. You know Baldy was going to love the fat guy touchdown, right? You knew Baldy was going to love it.
Not touchdown, but pick.
Yeah. You knew Baldy was going to love that thing up. And I think everybody did. It was a cool play. It's like one that, you know, you don't see ever in an NFL game. So it deserves to be praised a little bit. Way to go, Tershawn Wharton. That was a big play. Maybe the biggest play a defensive lineman has made this season for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Getting turnovers. We've discussed that this defense would look a whole lot better if they can turn people over. I thought Jarius Sneed was terrific yesterday, too.
Was he?
In coverage, in obviously recovered a fumble, was kind of nose for the football type play, had a couple of really nice passes defended, too. I thought there were a number of defenders that stood out to me, but one of them was Sneed. I thought, good. Wow, that's what I want. That's what you want from him, right? Like moving forward, like you want him to be that, okay, he's the guy that's got this corner. With Charvarius Ward out again, this is four straight games now he's missed. Mike Hughes has had his moments, but he gets picked on a little bit too. It's kind of up and down. I want the dependable one to be Legarius Sneed. I thought yesterday he played maybe his best game of the season.
And I think, Josh, when you have the opportunity to get your defensive line after the quarterback, even though they didn't pick up any sacks yesterday, they still got to the quarterback. They still hit the quarterback seven times. They hurried the quarterback. They did a good job of pressuring, you know, Taylor Heinicke yesterday with their front four. And when your front four is able to get home and apply the pressure and make things rough for the quarterback, your defensive backs are going to look so much better than they have in the past. I mean, when you're front four can't get to the quarterback and you're forced to blitz and you're leaving guys on islands and all that kind of stuff, man, you're not going to win a lot of football games and your defense isn't going to look good. It's amazing when the defensive line does their job, how everybody else looks that much better behind them. Save the one play to Ricky Seals-Jones. That was the only Ben Neiman mistake that we're talking about in yesterday's game. And he had to play basically the entire game because of the Anthony Hitchens injury. So he came in and played, I thought, very solid football yesterday. We're not really complaining about the defensive backs yesterday because the defensive line got after the quarterback. And when you can do that, and when you can force teams then to start to play some one-dimensional football like Washington had to do once the Chiefs started to score points, it makes it that much easier for the defensive backs to go out there and do their job. Again, that complementary football. It's not just about the offense plus the defense. It's about the defensive guys doing their job to complement the other guys on the field.
Juan Thornhill made one of the bigger plays of the second half, too, blowing up a pass play that set up the long field goal that they missed.
That's right, yeah.
Guys stepped up on the defensive and made some singular plays on their own. You got to see Nick Bolton and Willie Gay play together quite a bit. Some of it was, of course, that Anthony Hitchens got hurt, but you saw those two linebackers on the field together. Or you see some things, you go, aha, especially in like the run blitz situations where Gay's blasting in there right away and Bolton's running downhill too. I want to see this defense become a little more downhill rather than reactionary. Mm-hmm. And I thought they took some steps in that regard.
I mean, you look at Bolton again, leading the team in tackles. I mean, he had nine tackles yesterday, a tackle for a loss. He was in there. He was around the ball. It felt like every single time they showed a tackle, here comes number 54 standing up. There's Nick Bolton again making a play. I thought he was big yesterday as well. And I continue to say, man, I really like the way this kid plays. I mean, he's been a nice find for this Chiefs team on the defensive side of the football. If they don't have him in there playing linebacker this year, they got a major hole at linebacker. And I think Nick Bolton's done a marvelous job this year.
I've said this before, specifically to Tyrann Mathieu. Sometimes just turn off the notification, turn off the mentions. Don't engage. Just do your thing. And then Tyrann Mathieu, whose line I think was, I delete a lot of tweets.
Right.
Deleted one again yesterday, in which he indicated he may have fractured his thumb in the game yesterday. Although I saw him post game in the press conference, and there weren't any effects of anything on his hand.
Did anybody ask him about his hand or anything like that?
Because nobody knew. Right. It wasn't until later when he's going back and forth with people on Twitter, fighting about his want to for tackling. And he throws something out there about, you know, playing with a fractured thumb. So I don't know if that's going to end up being the case. But once again, he has he can't hit the don't hit send, but he's really good at hitting the delete the delete tweet later.
Sure, he is. Yeah, he does a
and
good
then
job
just
with
don't
that.
Engage. I don't engage.
I don't get it. I don't get it, man. You got the trolls out there, and they are out there this year big time trying to get these guys, right? You see tweets by, it doesn't matter by who. I mean, and the trolls have found their way into everybody's mentions this year on Twitter.
A lot of tweets.
And yeah,
so,
I delete a lot of tweets. He did again yesterday.
I think for all their sakes, and I would tell people this if I was running the PR side of things for an organization, get off of Twitter. It does no good because it can lead to bad things. things, a few fighting with fans and getting involved with the, you know, fans about injuries and things like that, or out only and don't read what's coming in, man, because it's not a nice place, even for a team that's done nothing but win and play good football for the last, I don't know how many years. There's still the trolls out there that are trying to get you.
Forever Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson gets to be the proud papa of the team's second half defense. He'll join us next.
You have to delete that.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's a four-time Pro Bowler and first-team All-Pro in 2011.
Carr moves right, screen pass, boom! Derek Johnson!
He's the Chiefs' all-time leader in tackles and future Ring of Honor member.
This is the ultimate team game, because when you need the defense to step up, they step up every single time.
Here's Derek Johnson on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
It is time for our weekly chat. I use it in Mitch voice. He goes, Derek Johnson. I always like the way he had
Derek Johnson.
His cadence when he said DJ's name.
Yeah. Texas could have used you on Saturday. Wow.
I wasn't going to start there, Bob, at all.
2 weeks in a row now, I've watched your squad fizzle, man. SEC is not going to be
Bob,
fun.
DJ.
Oh, my goodness. This is how we're going to start the Monday morning. I'll tell you what, man. The Longhorns, we're struggling right now, especially looking forward to getting into the SEC, and we gotta do better.
Yeah,
we can get some more dogs on our team, so we can help Coach Sark out.
Some of the dogs on the Chiefs stepped up in the second half though yesterday, man. They brought it big time, and it wasn't pretty, but you win by 18 in this league. You got back to your winning ways. That's the important thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you never take for granted if you win by 1 point or 20 points. But I tell you what, both teams were 2-3 coming into this game. But we're clearly better than 2-3, and it showed yesterday. I want to give hats off to my defense, man. I mean, they even though we want to get more sacks, we didn't get the production with the sacks. But at the same time, having the defense just allow them 13 points. I mean, we can win probably every game if you do that. And I just like the attitude from Tyrann Mathews and those guys. I mean, I saw him on the sideline a couple of times, like, you know, fussing with the guys, just making sure, getting motivated, making sure these guys step up on third down so they can get off the field. And it really helped out, because our offense was, you know, they did their thing, but you just don't. The turnovers is what I'm getting a little frustrated with. But if we play defense like we did yesterday, it will be okay.
I love that you said my defense won. I thought that's outstanding. You love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. When you say you're frustrated with the offense and turnovers, if you were a player, would you ever go to that side and go, "Hey, man, knock it off. Stop turning the football over." Or is that just their side of the ball and you'd leave it alone?
Well, you want to keep it that way because I trust and we trust Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid's offense and Eric Bieniemy. We trust those guys, and they know this. This is not a rocket scientist. But at the same time, at some point, there has to be some kind of accountability. Hey, especially when we're playing good defense, you don't have to press. Now, Mahomes, we know what he brings, and you kind of have to live and die with what he does, which living and die with what he does, got us a championship. So that's a good thing. But at the same time, you got to be smart and knowing how teams are going to play us now. And, I mean, it's one of those things. One of those, it was only really one turnover that Mahomes did that he could have avoided. So the other two, he couldn't avoid. So, but I tell you what, this is the ultimate team game, like I always say. But I tell you what, against a better team, those three turnovers that would have really hurt us.
Talking with Derek Johnson here on 610 Sports Radio, and DJ, when the offense goes out there and you know they're scoring the points the way that they were able to go out there and score them in the second half, but more importantly for me, when the defense plays as well as they do, how much easier then does that become for the offense to go out there and perform?
Oh, big time, big time. I'll tell you what, man. I've been in the league for 14 years, talking to so many offensive players, teammates throughout the years. They always say, like, when y'all get three and out and when y'all stop them on third down, that gives us just even more confidence to go out there and score because it gets the other team's defense back on the field knowing that they're tired, knowing that that they don't want to be back out there that quick. But at the same time, we feed off each other. So when defense is playing like they did yesterday, man, holding them to under 100 yards rushing and under 200 yards passing, that's good defense. It's just NFL, and that doesn't come around much, and we need more games like that.
So what were they doing differently yesterday, DJ, than they did in the first five games defensively? Because in that second half especially, and really in the first half, I thought they played well. I mean, they only gave up 13 points all game long. I thought the defense was pretty stellar, you know, all 60 minutes of that game yesterday. What did they do differently yesterday that they haven't been doing for most of the season?
Cutting down explosive plays. Like plays, like 20, 30-yard plays, those plays kill you. That just derails you. That gives the offense confidence that they can do anything they want to do. You know, they're running the ball. It always starts with the run, and them stopping the run, getting Washington football team in third and long, that feeds to our advantage, the defense advantage, especially when you got third and long, because their playbook shortens. Now they can't do as much, and they're limited on certain plays that they can run, and we can play a little bit of catch football, meaning we can play a little cover two, a little soft cover two, knowing that it's third and 10. That should be easy to stop, and that's what we did yesterday. And man, my hat's off to them. They did well, other than the production and getting the quarterback down. Man, they played really good.
Derek Johnson joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Now you wanted to, like, carry over defensively. If you were on that defense, what would you say, hey, these are some of the things we need to carry this over, and is that something that can be now kind of a snowball effect?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Every game. It doesn't matter if you this is not a league where you say, oh, that was Boston that we was playing. That's easier. It's like, no, this is the NFL. Every team has really good players, and they pay their players just as well as we pay our players. So that's a win for us, meaning that we have confidence that we can get the job done. And I tell you what, man, stopping the run, it starts with stopping the run and just getting them in third and long, man. If you can stop them first and second down, just have more put more energy and time into stopping them, executing your plays. And, I mean, he called a great game. He called a great game, and the guys, Tyron Matthews is a guy that he's a safety, and I tell you what, he's my favorite player on that defense, and just to see him running around and being on the sideline is a big deal. The cameras were on him, and he was kind of pissed off. He was, talking to the players. He was, kind of pumping them up type of deal. So that's what leaders do. That's that culture that you have with the Chiefs the last past few years. And this is a team that's 3-3. And I tell you what, people will still have their eye on the Chiefs, especially in it. Maybe not the media. They may have some talks here and there saying all the Chiefs are not the same. But I'll tell you what, every team that's going to play the Chiefs this year, they're going to be on their P's and Q's, because the Chiefs can just beat you all kind of ways still. And I just can't wait till we get back to that winning mentality every single week. And we'll get back to it.
Can one game like that flip the switch for the defense and get them back to where we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season, or does it take longer than that? Because I think at times throughout the course of the season, DJs, you know, you have those moments that you look back on and you say, that was the moment that we did this, or that was the moment that this allowed us to do that. Can this game be that moment for the defense, or do we still kind of need to hold off a little bit because it was against the Washington football team?
Well, I think in that locker room right now, those guys are talking, saying, hey, guys, this is us. If you see, if we can hold people to minimum points, if we can stop the run, if we can stop explosive plays, this is what happens. Now, obviously, you need to do it a few weeks in a row. That really builds confidence, but you got to take it one game at a time, not to look too far down the road. I tell you what, we have the players to do it. Hopefully we get Chris Jones and these guys back to help out. But I tell you what, man, I'm proud of the guys. I really am. I think this is a moment to say, hey, this is not just a offensive football team. This is a team. This is a full team with defense and offense and special teams, and we are going to impact and contribute as well.
Tyreek Hill was pretty fired up. He came back from injury. Travis Kelce was, I don't know what the laundry list of injuries is going to be for him, but he gutted out the game yesterday. I thought that was a pretty good statement as well by some of the offensive guys that we're also not going to let this kind of stand right now, and they rallied in the second half too.
Yeah, they did. I tell you what, man, whenever you can get, and Tyreek didn't have 200 yards like he usually has, over 150, but I tell you what, when you can get him the ball 8-9 times, that's a win. That is a win, I'm telling you. If you can get him the ball, because obviously you have to get him the ball on screens or little out routes and little crossing routes, because, you know, everybody's going to play us too deep just because they know, you know, he can take the top off. And then Travis, he's going to get his 8 or 9 catches. That's what it is. But everybody's trying to stop Tyreek Hill from getting those explosive plays. Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, they're very smart. They're very witty when it comes to creating opportunities for these players, for their superstars. And, again, yesterday they got those guys going. And I love to see offensive guys getting hyped on the sideline, getting motivated, especially after Tyreek scored that touchdown. I'll tell you what, man, those guys, man, they deserve a lot of credit. They get so much attention on the field. When it comes to us passing the ball to Kelce and Tyreek, and every time those guys get off, man, I tell you, it's a blessing to see, because those guys, when defense is going to the game, they're trying to minimize those two guys, and half the time it doesn't happen, and it's hard to do so. My hat's off to them, for those guys.
DJ, what's your advice to Jody Fortson, who kind of joined your club with the Achilles injury?
It's the guy that fought to make the roster and everything, kind of one of those great stories. And I thought about you yesterday when he goes down with that Achilles. I'm like, I need DJ to pick up the phone and give Jody Fortson a call.
You know what? Me and my wife were watching the game, and as soon as I saw him go down, he tripped a little bit, and then he tried to take a step. And I told her, I said, golly, he popped his Achilles. Like, I said it right then. And she's like, really? You think so? I was like, yeah, that's Achilles. I mean, you never want to think the worst, but the way he fell, I fell twice like that. And that's a moment that you'll never forget. But I've heard a lot of great things about him, so I'm hoping that he's, you know, a speedy recovery. Obviously, he's done this year. But to come back, it's going to be a challenge, but he can do it, and hopefully things will keep going up for that young man.
We're going to pass him your number. All right.
That's right.
We got to get Jody Fortson in. You're the official Achilles guru for us, all right? That's all right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. DJ, thanks for the time. We'll catch up again next week. That is forever Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson joining us, as he does each and every Monday here on 610 Sports Radio.
He recognized it right away, and I could just see him going, oh, yeah, he's not. He's done. I thought it was his knee at first. I mean, I'm not thinking Achilles at that point
in time.
I thought he blew
too.
His knee at that point in time, and then the Achilles thing happened. I'm like, oh, man. And My wife says to me yesterday, she goes, he's become one of my favorite players. like Jody Fortson has like just grabbed Kansas City. People fell in love with him fast. And he made a great catch yesterday, too, right before, well, not right before the injury, but I think it was
Jody
in the first half
Fortson.
On the far sidelines where he made a great catch over the defensive back that set the Chiefs up for their first score of the game. And so Jody Fortson has done some nice things for this organization. You hate to see anybody get hurt, but you really hate to see a guy like that who's bad. Battled and got that opportunity, and now he's hurt. Now he doesn't get to play for the rest
of
the year.
Stinks. There was an NFL first yesterday, and we'll shout it out. Anything you'd like to discuss on the text line 913-576-7610. We will shout it out next.
Every time those guys get off, man, I tell you, it's a blessing to see.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Become contagious. I thought that was only the fill-in that had that.
What did I miss?
Wrong station. Wrong station.
All right.
Yeah, it happens.
Regular
that happens.
Traffic guy, too. That's
happens.
Not normal.
Now, he does that every once in a while. They all make mistakes. They're human, too, you know.
It took getting out of the country for Urban Meyer to get his first win yesterday.
Someone asked me last week if we're desperate for a win. We are desperate for a win, and we came close a few times, and there was a lot of things to fix, but you saw a young quarterback make a big-time play at the biggest time of the game, and then a young kicker that we just signed a couple weeks ago popped 250-plus yarders, so it was a great win.
Great win. Great win.
Much needed win for all the stuff that's been floating around the Jacksonville program. Right? How bad is Miami, by the way? They stink out loud.
Will he get a win?
Been things going on around the Jacksonville program?
Well, I mean, the Raiders kind of covered that up last week and got all the attention off of Jacksonville. And if you know, Urban Meyer lost again yesterday in their 0-6, I think the heat would be on again down in Jacksonville, and talking about all the stuff that's going on down there with what was her name? Cheyenne, Wyoming? Crystal, Nebraska. What the hell is her name?
I don't remember.
Cayman, Nebraska. That's what it was. Cayman, Nebraska.
That's
yeah.
It.
I wanted to say cumin, but I knew.
Well,
that
they didn't
right.
Cumin, Nebraska, like the spice.
I knew that wasn't right, so I didn't say it out loud.
They didn't quit 2 weeks ago. Got drilled pretty good, but they didn't show any quit, and then they won. Now they're now
it's like, wow, really all right, you're rallying behind Herb
really,
a little bit.
You really
right?
put yourself in a hole here. Although maybe
what a great ending, though.
Maybe if it happened in America.
Yeah, that happened at like 9 a.m., not a lot. Well, people were watching the end because it started to spill almost into the start of noon
sure
games
that, I'm
yesterday.
I'm sure that morning number's great.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, too.
For that show.
Hold is down, kick is up, and it is
good.
The Jaguars beat the Dolphins with no time left, 23-20, their first win. The Dolphins fall to 1-5 on the season.
Well, that is absolutely embarrassing, what just took place here.
Dolphins Radio Network. The Dolphins call on that one, right? It was embarrassing what took place there yesterday. The last play of the game in regulation is like, you know, fourth down and four, whatever it is, with 5 seconds to go. The guy gets 5 yards, right? Picks up the first down, and the Miami player tags him down.
The Dolphins are acting like they're going to go for it here. Will it be another hard count? No, they're going to run it. Inside handoff, Malcolm Brown. He's not going to get there. The Jags are going to stuff him. The Jags are going to stuff him. And the Jags are going to take over on down. What a stand by the Jaguar defensive front.
Yeah,
that's how the defense ended. But the offensive play for Jacksonville was a brilliant play. I thought the way that they executed there to get the first down pickup on fourth down instead of kicking the field goal in that situation. And then Miami touches the player, which in turn stops the clock so they can move the chains, trot the field goal unit out there, and then kick the game-winning field goal. If Miami doesn't touch the man on the ground, the clock continues to run, and the game is then in overtime, and you have a chance to win the game in overtime as opposed to losing it in regulation.
Well, Miami and Jacksonville get together. You not only throw out the records, but you throw out any common sense.
Yeah. So puts it down. Wright kicks it up. The 53-yarder is good! 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 Wright has made it! The Jaguars have won it on a 53-yard field goal by Matthew Wright! What a magnificent ending in London!
Tags Radio Network.
London down.
Yeah, you know he wanted to go there,
cheerio.
Right?
Let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. Shout it out. Brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610 and you will save 10%. Ryan?
Sorry, everything's backwards. I'm
over. Nah, I'm looking at the other way. I'm like, what's going on? It's like you are in London
like
today.
Here at Wembley. Or I guess yesterday they were at Tottenham.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham.
The 620 second shifter here. I like the new shout it out time. I get to text in now. Thanks. I'll hang up and catch the podcast when posted.
Nice. All right. Good, nice. Man. I'm glad you like the new time for shout it out.
So
may
you
not
get
stay
to listen
here.
To it, though, but you still get to text in for it?
Well, you can text in and then listen later. Yeah. You got yourself a, you know, if you're at work or something and you're busy and you can't turn the radio on or the boss is watching you for whatever reason, you have time to quick send a text to somebody. You can't be listening.
6 asks, watch Squid Game yet?
No.
I have not. Do I have to? I mean, I don't mind doing it. I just want to know if that's something we're supposed to do.
I think if we were going into another lockdown, probably quarantine style, like we did with that Tiger King, I don't think Tiger King gets the run it does if we're not all sitting at home.
No,
what do we do?
It was, in fact, terrible.
Yeah, I didn't really care
for
that.
The show sucked.
Yeah, it was stupid.
I mean, it provided some entertainment, and we got through it.
And the whole aftermath of the thing, I mean,
the
like,
whole
it's,
thing
it's nuts.
It's not very good.
Yeah.
So I've hesitated on Squid Game. I asked Ryan about it. Ryan said you got to do like a half episode, right?
Yeah, I watched like 10-15 minutes. I'm like, this isn't.
I don't know if I feel like I'm supposed to watch it. I don't know, but I haven't yet.
And my kids said it was
10
stupid.
10 minutes to grab my attention, and if not, then we're out.
Yeah, my kids are like, yeah, this show's stupid. Don't even watch. I'm like, all right, if the kids are saying it's bad.
816 lost the Taco John's by my house, but we're getting a Poncho's in its place. Can't wait. That's a good trade off.
Is it?
I mean, the only thing I really like at Taco John's are those potatoes.
Yeah, those are so good.
That's enough.
Though. Yeah, that's enough.
That is not enough.
A giant ole with cheese. Oh.
Yeah.
If there was a restaurant that specifically and only served potatoes ole,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, but you can also get like Poncho's does big burritos, right? You can get those anywhere. That's not a unique new concept.
Well, why don't they add the ole with cheese?
Yeah,
Taco John's 24 hours a day. That's the concept.
That is but so
and their breakfast burritos are top.
I'm all for Poncho's. I love Taco John's.
But Taco John's gave you something different.
Plus, the Poncho's by my pad has the, I wouldn't even call it a secret menu, but it's like, it's stuff that's not typically on the menu.
No, every place has got a secret menu if you're a picky
they've
eater
got
like
a,
I am.
They've got like a Flamin' Hot Cheetos fry nacho thing going on.
Ooh, I like that.
It is quite the stoner delight.
I mean, I used to be way more into Taco John's when you can make the run at the 6-pack and a pound. But those days are long gone.
816 had the place to themselves this weekend, so decided to pork myself.
Good.
Nothing like some good old-fashioned barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, buttered corn on the cob, grilled veggies, and a few beers.
Nice.
Something to be said about having the place to yourself for a couple of days, man. Good for you. Happy when everybody returns, but also enjoy the time when they're not there.
913 says Galveston is awesome.
Yeah, that's from our guy Jayhawk for Life went down to Galveston this weekend.
Galveston is nice.
Went down to the beach.
Went there one time, and there was it wasn't a hurricane, but it was getting close.
I'm upset. My favorite place.
We had to go inland.
My favorite place to eat in Galveston closed. The seafood sandwich shop.
You go there a lot?
I went there several times when I was in Galveston for a week.
Well, when was the last time you were there, Ryan?
That Ole's with cheese?
2.5 years ago.
No wonder it closed.
You didn't support the brand.
Yeah, you got to support people, man.
I don't remember why, but I had to look it up because someone was going to Galveston. I said you should go to this place.
I can't believe that place closed. What was the last time you were there? Back in '05? Yes. Yeah. Well, you're part of the problem.
It was such an aptly named business.
If it was so good, you'd have been back.
You know what they sold, Bob?
Seafood and sandwiches?
Seafood sandwiches.
Or seafood, just seafood sandwiches. Just not seafood one or the sandwich. Other. Seafood sandwiches. So you get like a tuna?
No, I had a couple of really delicious po' boys.
All right, good.
Nice crab cakes as well. Shout out to my wife on 12 years of marriage. Only feels like 12 minutes.
Oh, nice. That's pretty sweet. Underwater.
Wow. There we go. That's good.
Sorry, Mike.
The button's a little further away today.
Well, it's, I have to deal with the right instead of the left. Usually I'm used to...
That's right. You're acting like it's British.
You're like a right tackle moving to left tackle.
I understand this whole like moving from the right to the left side of the line. It's very complicated. 816, don't watch Squid Game. It's trash. Let's see. I mean...
I'm just curious. It feels like it's one we're supposed to watch. I just wondered why. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
Huh. 913 Cousin Kyle V is the Dan Sorensen of the home improvement industry.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
Been getting a lot of run for Kyle V.
Is
that a good thing or a
reliable
bad thing?
And
there all the time when you need him?
Every once in a while, you can't find it in the toolbox. I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Hmm. Okay, cool. Shout out to myself. In-laws are coming this weekend. Yay. Yay. I don't really have any issue with my in-laws.
Nothing wrong with family.
No. A couple of days and on.
Accomplished a huge... you know what? This was texted in the other day, too, about taking a dump before you went to Quick Trip. I'm not reading your dump about Quick Trip anymore.
Oh, I already got that one.
Man, we are about to give this thing back to the 630.
Yeah.
I have been telling them so much how much better you are.
And we keep telling them daily, reminding the 637 people how much better the 755 people are.
816, shout out to my friend David Blackwell. Hope he recovers from his anal fissures.
Ooh, that's... You gave his first and last name.
I don't think David Blackwell people knowing that he had...
I don't think that's
anal
true.
That guy who texted it is like, yes, I just embarrassed this dude.
Suck it, David!
I got the revenge over what you did at the workplace, heating up that fish in the microwave. That's assuming everybody at your place is back to work. I mean, but nicely done. Nice, revenge game.
They make that little bowl that's specifically for guacamole, like that little holy moly.
Have you gotten that thing yet, the guac lock?
No, that's what it's called, the guac lock. Why don't they make one for fish? They don't have one that's specifically designed for eating
fish. Fish doesn't rhyme with lock.
The fish dish.
The fish dish. Yes, there it is.
That's what it is.
Done.
I mean, took me 10 seconds to get there. Less than that.
The fish dish.
Ever try to heat fish up in the microwave?
Oh, it's the worst.
Fish dish.
Trademark it.
We're halfway there.
Trademark it.
That's all the text I want to read. You guys.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Text line remains open for you at 913-576-7610.
In case you missed it, Josh Klingler has gone from the outhouse to the penthouse. In the greatest sports media promotion in history, Kling has gone from the sidelines in Lawrence to the sidelines at Arrowhead.
Let's go to the sideline. Here's Josh Klingler.
It's getting a little loose down here. Patrick Mahomes, I just saw practicing a long snap with James Winchester.
And every Monday morning, he's bringing you views from the sidelines that you can't get anywhere else.
They did the dance cam a little bit ago as well. Big hit at the stadium, of course. Then they tried to show Andy Reid on the big screen. He did not bite on the dance cam.
No dance cams yesterday, but we do have a Name That Tune to get to here in a moment.
Oh, I like Name That Tune.
We'll start first with the on the field that went to the sideline meltdown. I know Tyrann Mathieu is going to get a lot of credit today for firing up his team. Frankly, I didn't see it. It was, I've described it as the nice way of describing it would be an out-of-control bottle rocket. Now, if you shoot the bottle rocket out of the bottle, just right? But if you just leave the bottle rocket, it could go anywhere.
Right.
Right? But then it's done.
Remember those old jumping jacks that you used to have? They bounce around.
Kind of like a jumping jack. Freaks out for a moment, and then it's fine. Or when your child is having a meltdown, and you just let them have it. And when it's over, it's over. But they got to get through it. That's the Tyrann Mathieu I saw yesterday. It may get credited with firing up the sideline, but there was not one person that was going to try to calm Tyrann Mathieu. They just let him burn yesterday, and he was burning. On the side or on the field when they gave up the screenplay for the first down, and then when they gave up the ensuing touchdown in the first half on a busted play, he was hot. Then got to the sidelines, and he was volcanic hot. And there wasn't one person that was coming to over like, Tyrann, cool down. We got this. Let's settle down. He was yelling at anybody and everybody. And there was nobody that wanted to look at him. I was like looking out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, I don't want to make contact. He'll start yelling at me too. He was hot. They let him burn for a while. He's going from like position group to position group, just screaming, sitting down a couple times at various junctures along the bench. And then...
And then got back up and yelled some more because he wasn't done.
Right, yeah. Right. Like, in case he thought I was done, I'm going to yell some more. And at one point, Spags put his arm around him, and he was still, like, really hot. And they kind of let him go. And they stewed some more. And then there was probably a point where it's like, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay, let's go back in. And that's it. That's it. But it was a meltdown of tremendous proportions.
You know, I wanted to compare it to the Mike Moustakas meltdown in the dugout of Game 4 of the ALCS, or ALDS, I should say, back in 2015. And you're like, no, it wasn't like that at all. But what do you want the players to do in that situation? You say you don't think it had an impact. What if they sat there, though, and just absorbed everything and saw him acting that way? And it did send a message like, all right, enough's enough, you know? In that situation, are you going up? Like you said, you even look at him. Are you going up to what he's doing? Because I'm not.
No, nobody. I mean, it was amazing because I was watching. I'm like, somebody's going to calm him down, right? Nope.
No, nobody did.
Nobody did. They just let him go.
So maybe they
just let him go. So to each their own way, maybe it hurt. At the time when I was watching it, it didn't look productive. It looked like kind of the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was not productive. Like, they didn't respond. They responded.
They did respond.
So I guess,
they didn't give up another point after that, right?
And then after the Chiefs had that run of turnovers in the first half, culminating with
Garrow Mahomes.
Yeah. Again, we're asking you today to just Google Garrow Yepremian.
Right. Don't look at that. Go, oh, okay, that was Mahomes.
Garrow Y-E. Right. You'll see the... former Dolphins kicker with it's a classic NFL highlight.
Right.
Looked a little bit like Mahomes throwing it away. Eric Bieniemy goes over the offensive group and does something where you got to pick your spots. They don't do this all the time. He gathered the entire offense around him. Coaches, players, bench players, the entire offense was in a circle around Eric Bieniemy. And he let him have it.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
The coaches, too?
Oh, yeah. The coaches were kind of standing behind the players, but they were kind of listening, you know, leaning in and listening.
Yeah.
You know, the Kafkas of the world. And the
Where's
Andy
Reid when this is going on?
He wasn't in there. Was he
on the sidelines, like where the head coach normally is on the sidelines there?
Yes.
So it was one of those things where EB goes, I'm going to go light him up, and Andy goes, you go do it.
You go do it.
Yeah.
And he lit him up.
And he lit him up good.
And turned it over after that.
At what point was that after the Garrow Mahomes play?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So right before halftime that was.
Yes. And it was good. I mean,
was with 24 seconds to go before halftime.
I couldn't hear a ton of it, but it was animated.
Why don't you go over there and stick the microphone in?
It was animated. Because again, that's another, you don't want to make eye contact, you might start yelling at you too.
And you on the sideline, like you were collateral damage yesterday.
Yeah,
you got in the way of all that.
All right.
But it worked. I mean, it did. Say what you want about Tyrann Mathieu and nobody going near him. I wouldn't have gone near somebody yelling like that either. Just let him do his thing. Let him cool off. Maybe the message does get sent like, all right.
Look how mad he is. Yeah. We better get our bleep together.
It's time. It's time to start playing better. And they did play better defensively after that. And Josh, offensively, they played better after Eric Bieniemy lit into him. It goes back to the whole... why aren't they flipping the spread attitude that people have? Like, you always want the coaches to yell and flip the spread of food and all that kind of stuff. Because that stuff doesn't fly. But when you pick your spots and you do it in a very well thought out way in a certain situation, yeah, it does work. And it seems like yesterday, both guys having the outburst worked for both of their sides of the ball. 21 straight by the defense, or by the offense, the defense held Washington to the fewest points they had all year. It was the first time this season the defense has held the team to under 29 points. So maybe it did work. Maybe just by osmosis, if you will, the Tyrann Mathieu yelling worked for those guys. And I hope we hear about it the rest of the year and we all do look back on that moment and say, Tyrann yelling at us, that woke everybody
That'd
up.
That'd be good. That'd be good. All right, in the stadium yesterday... every stadium does this, but it was in the fourth quarter. They did a name the band, and so they were playing music over the loudspeaker.
Okay. animal. So they're like, Rock 104.3's Name That Tune, or whatever it was. And
so they got it on the screen. This is clearly playing. Everyone knows what this is, right? So their selections were,
tell us the name of the band, text, whatever.
A for Van Halen.
Okay, yeah.
I don't remember what B was, but C was Tina Turner.
Tina Turner? This sounds nothing like Tina Turner.
So we're standing on the sidelines, and a couple of us look at the screen, and this guy who I don't know, I think he was with the NFL Films or something, leans over to me, he goes,
did you get his card?
No. He leans over to me, he goes, how drunk do you have to be to pick Tina Turner? And I thought, I said, well, it is the fourth quarter. People are pretty drunk by this point in time.
I mean, you're at a Washington football team game. You got to be drunk to go to that anyway.
But when has Van Halen ever been mistaken for Tina Turner? You would have to be pretty dumb to pick Tina Turner.
Yeah. Tina Turner?
So have better selections. And then I know when finally...
Or you want to make people get it and everybody feel good about
themselves.
The
moral of that story was have better selections.
Have better selections. Who get something in the neighborhood.
Confuses Tina Turner and Van Halen?
Not even close, right? All right, I know Wednesday is our
I mean, one definitively sounds like a man.
Yeah. Wednesday's our dad it up segment. What did you do to dad it up?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give you a Monday edition. It wasn't me. But I felt good as a father, I finally had something in common yesterday with Clark Hunt.
Oh,
yes. So post-game press conference, on the road especially, and sometimes at home, but on the road especially, the Hunt family comes in and watches the post game. Andy Reid's wife comes in and they watch the post game. Usually they come together, the wives and various children at the time, right? So
I've seen that, yeah.
So there happens to be a group of four that walk in, four females. It was two of the Hunt daughters, Mrs. Hunt and Mrs. Reid. So they're there for the press conference, and it started, and then to my left, all of a sudden, Clark Hunt walks in. I said, hello, and he says hello. And then the press conference is going, and I see him go, psst, psst, psst.
To you?
No, to me. Okay. Not to me. And I kind of look, and he's trying to get attention of their youngest daughter. And he points to his mouth. He's like, psst. And I didn't think she was talking, but I couldn't tell. And he goes, points to his mouth again, and she gives him that daughter, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He just kind of... just quietly just kind of marches over next to her, reaches in his pocket, pulls out a mask, gives it to her.
Puts it on. That is a dad moment.
I thought
moment.
That was a terrific dad moment.
Nice.
And then he kind of moves back to the space he was standing in. But he's in the press conference. His first thought is, oh, man, my daughter's got a mask on. What are we doing here?
Got to get the mask on.
I thought, good for you. Very much a Clark Hunt had a dad moment yesterday.
I like that.
In the post-game press conference.
I do like that. That's good.
So anyway, those are the today's views from the sideline. Your chance to win the Smokehouse Barbecue with our Risk It for the Brisket pick. If you remember the prediction of Friday at 8:20, 913-576-7610 for your chance to win. And Patrick's teammates realize the kind of pressure he's under. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.